This podcast of the Daily Buzz is brought to you by Moore Family Pharmacy. It's not just a name, it's what you get. Moore in Allegan, Hamilton, Plainwell, and South Haven. Moore Family Pharmacy. Paul Andecker with the Wednesday edition of the Daily Buzz. Yes, it looks like Kim Jong-un did bring his personal toilet to the summit. Remember when he met with the South Korean leader at the DMZ last month, he brought a limo with a toilet installed in it. So the South Koreans couldn't rig the public toilet to check out his poop and gauge his health. He brought the toilet to Singapore. Oh, there's 1,000 punchlines here. Here's some top signs that somebody has their life together. According to a new survey, if you've got it together, you own a home. You're following through on plans. Keeping up a regular exercise routine. You have a decent paying job. You're married. Own a car. Wear nice clothes. Keep eye contact during conversations. Frankly, I think a lot of people act like they've got it all together and their lives are just a mess. That's all right. Pastor friend I had once said, we're all broken. Now, for the dad who has everything, yesterday was the last day to bid on one of the 5 personalized dad head sculptures made out of cheese. The craft website was auctioning off 5 sculptures, starting with a 40-pound block of sharp cheddar, and then expertly carving it into your father's likeness. All the proceeds from the auction are going to Feeding America, but the bids ended last night at 6. Sorry. Hey, maybe you can get some butter and try it yourself. We'll turn the page in 60 seconds. It's the Daily Buzz on Cozy. Paul Andecker with the Daily Buzz on Cozy. According to a new study, regular exercise benefits men more than it benefits women. Study found just going for a brisk walk goes a long way toward improving blood pressure and improving the health of your blood vessels. That leads to a decrease in the risk of heart disease. So walk on. Speaking of health, researchers at St. Louis University are paying volunteers $3,500 and a free stay at a local hotel for 12 days with catered meals. The catch, you have to be willing to be exposed to the flu in order to test a new flu vaccine. Volunteers will either get a vaccine shot or a placebo and then get exposed to the virus through a nasal spray. So if you don't mind possibly suffering through a bout of the flu, it seems like a pretty good deal. According to the reports, the university spent about $350,000 to convert a 24-room hotel into a quarantined medical unit, fully equipped with reading nooks and game tables for socializing. Well, are you one of the many not taking a summer vacation? Bankrate.com found nearly half are skipping it this year. While 11% of people said they're just too busy at work to go away, the number one reason Americans aren't taking time off is because they can't afford to. 24% of respondents say they're too strapped for cash this year. Experts say even if you can't afford to go away, you should always take your time off. Even if you spend time vegging out at home, working through your vacation time isn't healthy. And it's a surefire way to get burned out. That's your job. Boy, I'll take the time off just to do anything non-radio. Clean the garage, work in the lawn, paint, stuff like that. Finally, Domino's Pizza just announced a new plan to drive around the country and fix potholes. Yep, it's part of their marketing campaign where they say they're making a smoother ride for people driving around with pizza. You can nominate your town and get pothole help at pavingforpizza.com. 2018 Harbor festivities kick off on Friday afternoon. I'll be broadcasting live from 4 to 6 at Harbor Fest this weekend. Family fun, great food fest, kids rides and activities, arts and crafts, the beer garden, dragon boat races, and of course, great live entertainment all weekend long. You can pick up a schedule here at the Super Hit Studio and get everything you need to know about the 27th annual Harbor Fest. Or visit SouthHavenHarborFest.com. Tell you more, 4 o'clock Friday afternoon on the Cozy Summer Tour, brought to you in part by Apple Insurance of South Haven, Schemenauer Farms, fresh homegrown, no-spray blueberries, 6 Chicks Scratch Kitchen on Broadway in South Haven for breakfast or lunch, and King Realty, where you get the royal treatment. when buying and selling your home. Summer tour continues at Harborfest on Friday on Cozy. Knucklehead news out of Tennessee, where a 62-year-old grandma was caught allegedly driving her two grandchildren through Tennessee in pet kennels in the back of her Ford Explorer. A witness recorded a little girl hopping out of a kennel at a rest area after grandma unlocked the door. Granny is now charged with two counts of child endangerment. What was she thinking? The Daily Buzz. You see something I should buzz about? Email Paul at WCSY.com. Leave a message on Facebook or tweet me at COSYFM. Fax is 637-2675. Or heck, just drop things off here at the station. 11637 M140 in South Haven. Look for the sign in front and on the building. Podcast of The Daily Buzz, available at WCSY.com, the website, and iTunes, Google Play, and Podcast Republic, most great podcasting outlets. If they're smart, right? Yesterday's history, tomorrow's a mystery, today's a gift. That's why it's called the present. I'm Paul Ann Decker. Let's buzz again tomorrow. Make it a great day.